This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Dave Wendt from Forsyth is here. Are you feeling the momentum of this huge disc golf tournament coming to town?
Yeah, it's we got the 10 and under softball tournament off, even though we had storms that weekend. The whole crew did a great job organizing that and getting the bracket modified so they could get all the games in on Saturday. And our fireworks and food trucks for Family Fest went off well, and so we're looking forward to this weekend with the disc golf tournament and welcoming people from, I think it last time I looked, it was 18 different states. And I know I've seen some cars with out-of-state license plates already at
sure,
the park.
Sure, they make it a day, or make it a week, yeah.
Pre-playing the course
so they're probably
to get prepped.
Staying in a hotel, you know, eating in restaurants, that's all good stuff. All right, so it's July 23rd through the 25th. Does it run like a regular golf tournament? I mean, as far as, tee times and...
There are tee times. My understanding is they split them into a couple of different groups. There's different brackets or different categories. So they'll be playing simultaneously. My understanding is at the beginning on both Nelson Park and Forsyth Park disc golf courses. And then, we'll go from there. So we let the experts from the... Disc Golf Association organize and run that.
All right, so they come in and actually do that.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So, yeah, as you said, there's like a novice level, there's a recreational level, there's an intermediate level, there's an amateur masters. Whenever they use the word masters, that means old, Nick, in case you don't know. There's an amateur masters 40-plus and an amateur masters 50-plus. So Nick would get into one of those categories. Then there's the advanced, the pro masters 40. There is an open women division, Nick, only three teams. So your hunch is right on this. This is a heavily male-dominated sport. And then there is just the open, which I'm not sure what all that means. We'll find out this weekend.
Yeah, it'll be a fun time.
All right, so what else is going on in the land of Forsyth?
Well, if you've been by on 51, the old Lebeda mattress building there.
Just asking that question the other day.
We've got a new urgent care going in there. Jake sent me some notes this morning. So it's going to be the Forsyth Urgent Care. They're aiming for fall this year to open. 9 exam rooms and x-ray capabilities once they're complete, and it's part of the Central Illinois Urgent Care Network with other locations in Effingham, Taylorville, and Litchfield.
Okay, we were just out taking a car back to Bob Brady to the Cadillac GMC store, and we were, is there anything you can do about that awkward turnaround thing out of there? Do you have any pull?
I
want to go left so bad, and then I got to go right and around a thing, and it just seems awkward.
It's awkward, but I think that was actually done to try and improve the traffic there, because that's such a heavy interchange there off of 51.
I told Lindsay I'd ask. Every time we go through that, we should go to the back roads.
Well, if Lindsay wants it, then we'll see what we can do.
Oh, I see how it goes. Yeah. Original, that's how that works. All right, so that's great then. We were just literally having that conversation on Saturday.
Well, and it's one of those things we've talked about in a couple board meetings, that it feels like as things are kind of opening up and whatever the new normal is after COVID, that there are businesses and companies that are, asking questions, getting prepped to get started with new investments.
I'm a big Scott Galloway fan, who's a professor at New York University and has an incredible blog and an email that I get every Friday. He's convinced, because of the acceleration factor of the pandemic, that there will be more entrepreneurs and new businesses started in the next 6 months than maybe any time in the last 40 years.
Yeah.
Because things have changed, right? And smart people with a lot of vision are going to figure out how to ride that change wave into new areas of revenue.
Well, yeah, and that's a part of it. And I think another part of it is, if you figure that a lot of times stuff moves so quickly, and we've had 18 months to basically everybody slow down, take a breath, and anybody who's been doing planning, they've had hopefully a chance to refine their plans, take a look at what they are, conserve some capital, and now they're ready to go. And they hopefully have more detailed plans and are ready to get launched.
I tell you, I think whether it's the city of Decatur or it's Forsyth, and I really do believe that there's a chance that they can go back to one of the original flop concepts of all time, the WeWork thing. If you haven't watched that documentary, you really need to. But does that not make more sense today than it ever has? I know up in Bloomington Normal, our radio stations are in shared office space that way. The way people are thinking about things, right? I mean, I can't imagine ADM will ever go back to the way exactly they were doing things before.
Yeah, it we've opened up travel a little bit, and you know, we're back in the office now.
Yeah, but when you look at that expense line item from 2 years ago versus last year, you got to think, wow, a lot of this we don't have to fly to do.
Yeah, and you start looking at, okay, where can people be located? And,
yes,
and we have the technology, you know, not to quote Steve Austin from the $6 million man, but we have the capability, we have the technology, we can do this.
You'll be stronger than you.
Yeah.
Faster. I can do that whole Oscar speech. Mark Wahlberg's remaking that, Dave. Kind of sacrilege. I think he's the $60 million man, though, this time around.
Yeah, inflation. You got to bump up the price tag. $6 million will get you a new ankle today.
That was a big deal in the 70s. Not so much today. I think get you a couple seats on that nine-minute space ride today.
Yep.
All right, so the deal is, I think that the villages or communities that are going to, you know, economic development is going to have to get really fluid and really flexible, don't you think?
Yes. And we can't necessarily look at borders and you and I have said this before, what's good for Forsyth is good for Decatur.
Absolutely.
What's good for Decatur is good for Forsyth.
And now even anymore, what's good for Champaign, you know, or Sangamon County is good for Macon County, which is good for McLean County, because now people are up in Bloomington Normal. You know, Rivian's got to hire like 1,000 more people by September, and they don't have any homes to sell. So now their entire plan is like, okay, well, who will commute? You know, who will live in one community but drive, you know, 40 minutes? Well,
40, 45 minutes from here to Bloomington is not a Chicago 45 minute commute.
No, it's a true 40 minutes, even if you're in Mount Zion or whatever. Yeah. But I think so. I think Caterpillar and to that extent, ADM and Tate and Lyle and other industries are going to figure that out too. You know,
exactly.
Particularly with people maybe working hybrid work schedules or doing more work from home or from a different place, we can think about all of this differently.
Well, and when you look at something like what the Farm Progress Show, yes, just coming up, yeah, you know, we've got people already coming into town ahead of time to start doing the setup and the prep. And when we get to that, your hotel rooms are Central Illinois. It's not just Macon County. And so when we have events like that come in, or let's say you have three or four small events in Central Illinois at the same time, mm-hmm, you may have hotel rooms or impacts in other communities, whether it's restaurants, businesses, or hotels, that, you know, we should all be working together.
Yeah, and vice versa. Yeah. And I know that the EDC people are having those conversations. And the great thing is that we got this incredible Macon County connection everywhere, because mm-hmm, the guy in Springfield was a Decatur guy, and the guy in Danville was a Decatur guy, and the guy in Bloomington
is
a Decatur guy.
Half the staff in Bloomington used to be a Decatur or
right,
Forsyth guy.
So we have that knowledge. I think we can really take advantage of it. I just see office space looking very differently, mm-hmm, for the future. And I think people, I think that WeWork kind of thought process of shared space for smaller companies and smaller startups, I think it's going to be booming. And I think there's going to be all kinds of entrepreneurs that come out of this pandemic starting new businesses.
Yeah, if you can provide sort of like what we had with incubators and stuff, where you've got a central receptionist for several small businesses and you get that professional answering of a phone.
I've always thought that the charities ought to do that. I know we got the silo kind of mentality in a lot of areas in life, but man, can you imagine the overhead you could save?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. What else is going on in Forsyth?
We've got our job hunt going for our new village administrator, with David Stroll leaving for the Chicago suburbs. So the application process closed for that. So actually this evening's meeting, I think we're going to be going through the applicants that we've got and ranking them for our interview process. And then Rachel Miller, our longtime librarian, is retiring, so we've got a parallel application process going on right now for a new librarian.
What does the future of libraries look like?
I think there's a lot of you know, maybe not so much physical books. I'm still a physical book, like to have that in my hands when I'm reading it, but there's a lot of programming that Rachel and the staff does that's either educational or alternative. They really worked flexibly, if that's a word, during the pandemic to try and make resources that school students or homeschooled students would utilize the library for when the library was closed to the public, to have online resources available. So I think there's still a place for it, you know, maybe more online capabilities and offerings, but we'll see where we go from there.
All right, Dave, we appreciate it. Thanks for coming in. Have a good meeting tonight.
Good
we'll
to see
you in
a again.
Few weeks. Good to see you. Dave Wendt from the Village of Forsyth Trustees.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.